Yes, this is what we're doing. Okay, this is the final review session for decision models. I have 150 copies. This room usually has 140 people. I mean, if you may look with two in one of these copies here. So what should we do for the first model, for the first question? Yes? I will do later on the spreadsheet, but again, as I've said here before, the exam is not really done on the spreadsheet only. So describing the model is equally and possibly more important than actually calculating it. Because in a real life situation, you may not solve huge models yourself. There are computer people that can do that and program these big computer models for it. I mean, Excel is a nice tool for small models, but not for big. So it's very important that you learn how you communicate in a company with those people that may run these simulations. Therefore, writing down the model is equally or possibly more important. What are our decision variables here? That's the first step that you always define. Our decision variables. The investment, yes. So it's the investment that we're going to make. So XA is the investment in project A. XB then the investment in project B. And so on. And I just introduce one additional variable, which I don't need for this model. Okay, then maybe I introduce them for the next one. But there's already the option that you hold money in cash right from the beginning, even though it's unlikely here in this case. So for the first model, it has no influence. Okay, so these are our decision variables. We have four of them here for the first model. What is now our objective function? For the first problem, what do we want to do for the first? What's our objective in the first problem here? What do we want to maximize? Maximize profit? Net present value. We want to maximize the net present value. The binary constraint is just, if you delete it, I mean, you just say at, you just pick the numbers that you want to make binary, and you say here there should be binary. That's it. And as you know, if you make a number binary, if you have integer values at all, then you can't get a sensitivity report, so you're losing the sensitivity report if you use that option. Okay, then good luck for tomorrow.